Hey, is Randall in by chance?
Can I tell me who's calling?
Yeah, this is Tyler. I'm calling over at Cardiff.
Second.
Thank you.
Yes, can I help you?
Hey, Randall?
Yes.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to circle back with you here. Looks like you were in touch with one of our agents a few months back, but we actually had extended a pre-approval offer to the business around that time for some equipment and working capital. Looks like the business got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just wanted to circle back and touch base with you there the fourth quarter here, see if you had anything in the pipeline we might be able to help you out with.
Oh, it's nice to know they're thinking of us. No, right now we're just trying to hang on to, you know, it's so unpredictable these last few years, especially at this time.
Yeah, especially at this time.
Beginning of the year was fantastic, and now the last quarter is like, oh my God, what the hell's going on?
Really?
Yeah, we're in a strange area, but being right on the border, and it fluctuates, and it just, we're in those times right now. I think the election has really got people spooked, and
say the least.
At least nobody's wanting to spend any money. I don't know. Like, everything's dead. This town is dead. There's just no businesses or, I mean, everybody's saying the same thing, no matter, you know, what area you're in. It's just, everybody's just holding their collective breath to see what this crazy, soap opera. Obviously, right in front of us, and everybody, it's like the emperor has no clothes, man. These guys are criminals right in front of us, and so
it's
I'm gonna go down and actually, well, just between me and you, but I'm gonna go down and unregister myself as just my my message to say, hey man, I don't agree with this, I don't give my consent to this organization anymore.
It's crazy what's been going on here, man, that especially with these businesses that just keep getting put on hold because they don't know what's gonna happen. It's kind of scary to see what potentially could happen here in the next few months. But did you guys not pick up at all with, like, school back in session and, you know, close to the end of the year with, like, insurance? I know a lot of people usually like to spend their dental insurance there towards the end of the year before it runs out. Have you not been able to see that?
Here, most of it's in July, so we were good right up to about beginning of July.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it just died off. July, August, September, and October now is like it's a ghost town.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know how to put a pencil to it, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, what was your name?
My name is Tyler.
Oh, Tyler. Yeah, you know, it's good to talk to some of these guys out there and that lend money, and, you know, money is credit and debt, the way our system operates. When I hear them talk about Trump not paying federal income tax, and that's because our roads are in disrepair and our bridges, but the federal income tax that they take out just goes into the Federal Reserve private bankers.
Oh yeah,
it has nothing to do with the infrastructure of our country.
There's a lot of things that they need to fix very, very soon. I'm afraid if they keep going down this track, I agree it could get ugly. But let's just hype
it. It goes back to the Civil War. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, continue.
Well, if you know what Lincoln did, he declared martial law when the 11 states seceded, because it wasn't about slavery at all. It was about banking, and all the raw goods were going up north where they were making all the money, and they wanted to be separate now from this central bank they were trying to create. And Lincoln, you know, the South was winning for the first 2 years until he had the Emancipation Proclamation. And then that had nothing to really do with freeing the slaves. It was just the North claiming their property. And But Lincoln declared martial law, and it's never been put back. The South surrendered and stopped hostilities, but it was never restructured like we think it is, the Republic, because Republican and Democrat is just one party now. And they created a corporation in 1871 and a reorganization in 1878. It's a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
All the states are corporations, and we're corporations.
Yeah.
Only three things have all capital letters: is vessels, tombstones, and corporations. So we're the Walking Dead. If you understand how this works, but anyway.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna take your time, Tyler.
No, you're fine here. Let's just hypothetically say, you know, things do turn around here towards the end of the year. Was there going to be anything that you were looking to do with the business, maybe? If things start picking up, was there maybe any new projects or equipment you might look at?
Probably if I do, it's going to be, I am considering something, but it's going to be with the vendor that I purchased the equipment from originally.
Oh, I see. Was it like a milling machine?
Yeah, there's another mill that's a little smaller than the one I have that's a little more efficient and can produce more rapidly certain products.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of the one I'm looking at, but just right now, it's everything. The guy that, my son that operates that part of the business for me, has been in the hospital for 3 weeks with a broken back and hip. And
oh, wow.
So everything's upside down for me. Business can't produce what I was doing, and so we're really struggling. But he's back on track, and we're going to turn
go.
Around real quick. And
take it one day at a time right now with the way the conditions are. But, you know, if something does come up down the road, you know, or maybe you do need some capital to get you through some of these tough times with just payroll and operations and stuff like that, that's definitely something we can look at down the road. Did you possibly have an email by chance, Randall? That way I could just shoot you my information for if anything does come up for you.
Yeah, I thought you guys had it. It's kofadental@gmail.com.
kofadental@gmail.com. Yeah, the offer we sent out is direct mail, so we don't. That was the way that we had first reached out there to you. But what I'll do here is I'll shoot you this email. It's just going to kind of summarize the offer that we did send out. And then it'll also have all my contact information. And if anything does come up, you know, any new projects or any cheap equipment you want to maybe look to take advantage of, definitely just shoot me an email or give me a call there, and we can get the ball rolling and see what we could possibly do for you.
Okay, thanks, Dollar. Appreciate it.
It's good talking to you, Randall. You too. We'll be in touch.
Take care. Bye-bye.